devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. You could join us, dial 844-967-2789. I had a conversation. I can't recall if it was earlier today or maybe yesterday. Recently, I promise you, I had a conversation. And someone asked me, you know, Crudy, you do this little radio show thing. Do you think it's important to, you know, find common ground with people? And, you know, sort of talk about issues that matter. And I said, yes, of course it is. And in fact, we take all callers. That's something we pride ourselves in. And of course, it's not just Crudy. It's all the fine hosts like Brian and Matt and Earl and everyone else that, does the show around here. As far as I can tell, damn near everyone takes every single caller, even when it's CJ over and over again. But, you know, sometimes it becomes difficult, I would say, Fancy Brian, because you gotta decide. How do you find common ground with a fascist? Or with someone that would want to strip all of your wife or your daughter's rights away? And the fact that Robin Voss is not harsh enough for his caucus, because he would accept rape and incest on abortion bans. I mean, that's not enough. That's not going nearly far enough. And you say, oh, come on, Crudy, you're being hyperbolic. No, I'm not. That is the stated position of every Republican running for governor right now. Their stated position, complete ban on abortion. They're all down for no exceptions. None. Because it's God's plan, or, you know, however they rationalize it. A little bit more from the reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Regardless of who wins the governor's office, you know, any of the four Republicans, it will be disastrous for women's rights. But Tony Evers is the incumbent. The Democrat would veto most of the bad stuff, one would hope. But regardless of who wins the governor's office, Republicans are all but certain to maintain control of the legislature. You know, Robin Voss is probably Speaker Voss for life, you know, unless Adam Steen takes him out in a parade in Rochester or something. Voss said he didn't know what Republicans would do regarding abortion and contraception if Roe is overturned. If. Thanks for the hedge, Robin. I have no idea where our caucus is at, he said. I've never had a, you know, full-throated discussion because it's not been a topic. Yeah, because Roe's been the law of the land for 50 years, but don't claim it hasn't been a topic. Your party has rolled out anti-abortion legislation passed through your house this year, vetoed by Tony Evers, I would point out. Voss said he did not want to ban what he called pre-sex birth control, you know, like IUDs, but would have to think about whether he would support banning emergency contraceptives, you know, drugs like Plan B, can be taken up to 3 days after sex to prevent pregnancies. So, according to Robin Voss, you know, it better be planned. Missionary style. Between a husband and a wife. It's the only accepted kind. Or a husband and a second wife. Or perhaps even a husband and a third wife. But I don't see any little Robins running around. So either this man's shooting blanks, or he's practicing some sort of birth control. The morning after pill, you know, we'd have to have a discussion about that. That means no. That means you don't get that right, women. A little bit more. Voss in 2005 was a sponsor of legislation that would have prevented the University of Wisconsin system from advertising, prescribing, or dispensing emergency contraception. The assembly passed it 49-41, but the state senate never took it up and the measure died. Voss emphasized that he supports birth control generally, noting that he backed legislation in recent years that would make hormonal birth control available over the counter instead of by prescription only. Republicans in the state Senate have blocked such measures. So he had good intentions, right? I think we need to focus on making sure that abortions are rare and making birth control more widely available, Voss said. Well, that's a unique position amongst your party. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Our pal Bill from Oconomowoc. How you been, Bill?
Oh, great. See, I was listening to Brian before talk about, you know, finding common grounds and kind of being fair with people. But you nailed it when you said you can't be fair with a racist, you can't be fair with a fascist. It's impossible because they don't live in a world of reality. They live in la-la land of their way, perfect world. But with Boston and abortion, how can these people claim to be Christians and care about life, and yet the mothers and children are at the border are turned back to almost certain death? How do they justify that?
Well, of course, because they're just, Bill, they're just claiming to be Christians. They're not actually living the word of Jesus Christ, at least on my opinion. Because, you know, what did Jesus was always talking about, the downtrodden, the weakest amongst us, the poorest amongst us. Well, Republicans would call those people probable Democrats, and they certainly wouldn't want to help them, Bill.
Well, they can't call them probable Democrats, and I'll tell you why. Because the evangelicals make it a large part of Trumpism. And if they're evangelical and they're Christian, I just got an email I'm involved in, a Christian leadership group, and he was talking about how we should hope that abortion is overturned and, you know, go back to the...
I'm so sorry, Bill.
Show this... Go ahead.
Well, I'm losing you every other thought, Bill. So let's put a bow on it. What's your final thought?
Okay, let's put a bow on it. If they're truly evangelical Christians, then they support the kids at the border like they support the abortion about abortion. Because these kids, if they roll back abortion, then these kids need to have a birthright that are going to be born. Are they going to give them that? Of course not. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for listening. Yeah, because I remember that's exactly what Jesus said to do to the stranger is, you know, turn them back at the border, build higher walls, have, you know, the Palestinians pay for it, perhaps, or maybe Mexico. You know, somebody's paying for it. I just know Trump ain't paying for it. Come back with us. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to get a little deeper into the politics. The J6 Committee, they're getting real, y'all. They are issuing subpoenas to 5, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 GOP House members. Now, some are saying that's an act of, I don't know, scaredy catness. I don't quite understand their logic. But I am greatly looking forward to June 9th when we will broadcast live the House J6 subcommittee hearing on the insurrection. And I got to think there might be a few Republican caucus members that could be featured in the night's big event. Come back with us. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You could be featured in this big show, but you got to dial the phones. 844-967-2789. Sorry about that.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
Play it again, son.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
Play it again, son.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
Okay, keep her moving.